Okay. We had Keith Powell here last week, and part of what he was saying partway through was about the Ten Commandments. And he'd ask people, well, you know, how many of the Ten Commandments do you know? And then he asked the children. I think the children knew more than the adults. Now then, so how many of the Ten Commandments do you think you know? Young people, would you like to say if you know any of them? You're quiet, aren't you? You're not going to tell me. What do you reckon? Come on, you know some of them. No, all right. Okay, then. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You'll get a sweetie for that one. Honor your parents. Obey your parents. Yes. Yes, indeed. That's one. We got nine to go. Yes? Always tell the truth. Yes, that's two. We're getting there. Sorry? Love your neighbor as yourself. Not one of the ten. That was the summing up of Jesus. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And that was the great commandment. The second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It sums them all up. So that was Jesus in the New Testament. Yes. Don't be jealous. Yes. Where are you getting all these from? You're just coming out with more and more. Okay. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not covet. Do not commit adultery. Don't be deceitful. Yeah, that's covered in there. Keep the Sabbath. We're nearly there, sorry. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Yeah, okay. Well, we're nearly there. What's the first one then? What's the first one? Yeah, love the Lord your God. Yeah, okay. So we've got the Ten Commandments. Who do they apply to? Young people, they apply to you? Right, I'm very pleased to hear that. Do they apply to everyone? No. No, they don't. You need to read the first bit in the Exodus. I am the Lord your God. And then he says, the Ten Commandments. This is for those to whom the Lord is God. I trust that's everyone in this room. But it doesn't mean everybody in our community, if the Lord is not their God, they're not bound by God's rules, are they? They are, in a sense, in as much as a Christian country, we took on most of them and we put them in statute law. The trouble with statute law is that the latest parliament can change it. And things have happened in statute law over the last 10, 20 years that, as Christians, we're not none too happy about. So the Ten Commandments are for God's people. I am the Lord your God, he said. That's the introduction to the Ten Commandments. And then he says, you're to have no other God beside me. What about idols? Well, let's have a go. There they are. This is the kids' Ten Commandments. But because you can't read them, I've done them out separately. No other gods besides God. There is only one God, the Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was talking, God was talking to the Israelites as they just come out of Egypt. In fact, God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, who has rescued you. He is a rescuing God. He is the God of those who believe him. So, okay. So that's the first one. No idol worship. Well, we don't make idols now. You know, it talks, if you actually read the King James, it talks about graven images where you've carved something and you put it on the mantelpiece and you worship it. Well, you know, we don't do that, do we? You know, that was back then. You know, we don't do that nowadays. What do we do? So I've sort of reworded that as do not worship man-made things. So if you've got something you've made and you're ever so chuffed with it and you worship it, that's wrong. If you saved up so much money, I knew someone once who'd saved up enough cash to buy a Ferrari. Now you boys will be amazed at that, won't you? Yeah, I was. But then he was a Christian and he said, God told him, he said, that is not a good use of your money. Do not buy it. So he didn't. But I was impressed because, you know, it was a Ferrari. But do not worship man-made things. Worship God alone. Always treat God's name with respect. Or do not take the Lord's name in vain, is how it puts it in most translations. What do we mean by that? Who takes the Lord's name in vain? Nearly everyone. Yeah, because Jill's thinking about the swear words that get used. You know, where people say Jesus Christ, but they don't mean it like I do, Jesus Christ. They mean it as a swear word. But we just said that they're not bound by those anyway. So what does it mean for us then? Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Hey, I heard a good one only a week or so ago, which is really what put me onto this. The actual translation can be translated, do not carry the Lord's name in vain. If you think you're a Christian and you're one of God's people, then don't carry that name in vain. In other words, how you live needs to line up with what you say you're carrying. Do not carry, that really pricked hard. Do not carry the Lord's name in vain. So, yeah, that's number three. So be careful. You are carrying the Lord's name. I'm reading a book on this. Book on the Sabbath. Have a day to rest and thank God every week for a time of rest. And in the Exodus version, where God is talking to the Israelites, he said, you know, and God rested on the seventh day. 6 days he worked, on the seventh day he rested. And that is good for us. I know we're all busy. And when you finish here and you go home and have dinner or whatever, you've probably got something planned for this afternoon and this evening, and I don't know. But as a society, we are too busy. Too busy. We need to have rest. You know, we're built for rest every 7 days. On the seventh day, we rest. Really good book. I might give you some snippets out of it another time, but, yes. In the scriptures it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But as a young man growing up, or a young boy growing up in a Christian home, keeping the Sabbath day holy meant you sat still and did nothing all day other than going to Sunday school and church. It wasn't a lot of fun. It wasn't a day to rejoice in a day of rest, because I couldn't play with a ball, I couldn't play snap, I couldn't. Well, because it was Sunday. Why can't I? It's Sunday. So there was no fun, no pleasure. And yet, if we're resting in the Lord, there should be oodles of pleasure. You know, where the Lord's presence is, well, you can't get better than that. So sometimes we've made things too legalistic. And I think that was too legalistic. But we do need a day of rest. My Heavenly Father says I can have a day off every week. Why should I squander that? Obey your parents. Yes, you picked that one up well. that was obey your parents. Honor your father and your mother, it says in the... Now, this is an interesting one. This is the way they've put it. It's what you rightly said, do not commit adultery. Do not hurt others with words or actions. Really sums up what Janet says about, you know, do unto others as you would have do to them. And so do not hurt others with words or actions. Remember, this is a child's version. Keep your promises. Keep your promises. Your promises to your mates, your promises to God. If you make a promise, keep your promises. Do not steal. Well, yeah, that's... But keep your promises sort of isn't in law, is it? Not in our law of the land quite. It is in sort of offhand ways. Do not steal is. Always tell the truth. Do not lie. Do not lie. But even our court system, you'll find that virtually, almost, everyone who goes up before a court will plead not guilty. They will then be found out, and they'll be found guilty. Having been found guilty, no one goes back and say, hang on, surely that's contempt of court. You promised to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We've just proved that was a load of lies, you didn't. But no one goes back and says, hang on, always tell the truth. And do not be jealous or envious of others. Well, that would hit the marketing departments, wouldn't it? You know, look at most of your adverts. What are they based on? Envy, jealousy, someone else's better car or whatever it is. The Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments. And then Jesus summed it up. Here we are. This is in Matthew 22. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's what you said. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So if Jesus is your Savior, then these do apply to you. They apply to me. Always tell the truth. Do not lie. Well, we all agree with that. Except sometimes lying is ever so useful, isn't it? Which is why we tell, and of course we think they're little lies, so we call them white lies, don't we? We don't accept that they're, you know, it's just untruth, isn't it? And actually, unless you've got a very good memory, and I mean a very good memory, you will get found out. You tell a lie and then you tell another one to cover up the one you've just, and then it goes on. And believe me, young people, it does not work. You will get found out. Hey. Okay. So the two that I want you is that one, particularly, because I think we're a society where we're racing around too much. Have a day to rest, thank God, every week. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I know you could say that about every day, but this is the Sabbath, as it is called. This is Sunday, God's day. It's time to have a rest. And that one, for us as Christians. We're carriers of the Lord's name. Don't take it in vain. God bless you. Okay, now we're going to move over to communion. This is for all who know and love the Lord. So if we can have our two stewards come forward, please. This is a meal which Jesus took. He was taking his Passover meal. And as he took that Passover meal, he reinstituted it into something for us. Something for his disciples initially, but do this in remembrance of me was his words. And we still, 2,000 years later, do this in remembrance of him. Because he was taking a meal that celebrated the passing over of the angel of death. and the crucifixion of our Lord and the resurrection of our Lord has meant that the angel of death passes over us and we have life forevermore. And so it's very fitting. Well, you would expect it to be very fitting. It was instigated by the Son of God. It's very fitting that we, although we're not Jews and we don't celebrate Passover, we do celebrate that our Lord died and rose again for us. And on that night that he was betrayed, the night that actually the betrayer also was given bread before he went and betrayed, Jesus took the bread and broke it and blessed it. Let's give thanks. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this celebration. Jesus, we thank you that you went through with that great plan of salvation. Immense. But you gave your life. And you gave your life's blood and your body for us. And we celebrate that, Lord. We celebrate it because you, in the very beginning of time, knew that that was the plan. You came. You had been from the beginning and you will be forever. But you came that we might have life, that we may be restored to fellowship with you. That fellowship that Adam and Eve had as they walked in the cool of the evening in the garden can be restored. That the problem of sin has been dealt with. What a Savior we have. So Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you that we can take the bread, your body broken for us. And also you took the wine. This is the cup of the new covenant. A new covenant. All drink of it. And so we take the bread. And we'll take of it individually. Jesus died for me. He died for the world, but until I accept it, until I take what he did into me, it avails me nothing. Thank you, Jesus. After they'd eaten, Jesus took the cup. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Thanks be to God. We'll take the cup and we'll hold the cup and we'll drink it together as a sign that we are one body. But more than that, as a sign that throughout the world on this Sunday, there will be fellow Christians taking the bread and the wine. We'll hold the cup in unity with all of them, in unity with the Church of Jesus Christ on earth today. And Jesus said, all drink of it, and they all drank. Thank you, Jesus. If there's anyone here who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and would like to, then do talk with one of us. We'd love to pray with you and lead you to our Lord. It will be the most significant day of your life because it will be the day that the presence of the living God enters your spirit. And it will be forever, not just this life. So if you want to speak to someone, don't go home without making that decision. God bless you. Can we stand and bless each other? with the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you. There will be tea and coffee.